Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. And here we are again, Saturday night on Manx Radio, 9 o'clock, which means, of course, what else? It's time for Jumping In with myself, H.
And me, Chris, yes. Welcome along to this week's autumnal edition of Jumping In, and it's virtually time for London Jazz Festival, or more accurately, it's time for the virtual LJF. Yes, the festival started last night, and for the first time in years, we will not be attending this year, at least not in the flesh, as the festival is all online with a great variety of paid and free-to-air streaming concerts over the next 2 weeks, so dig in, see what you fancy. And although it'll be a very different event, hats off to all the organisers for managing to pull together a great show for 2 weeks under difficult and unusual circumstances. Support it if you can. So, what's been filling a festival-shaped void for you this week, H?
Ah, well, we might have some variations on A Love Supreme. I have a birthday boy. And, I think we've all of our little features, yes. Same song, different artist.
And from me, an eerie glow, an old world, an aquatic acquisition. And to start off rather aptly given the date, here's the Christopher Zuhr Orchestra with Remembrance. Lovely stuff, and a very nice sax solo from Dave Pietro there. Trumpeter and composer Christopher Zauer. He hails from Long Island, New York, and has been described by many reviewers as prodigiously gifted. He was just 23 when he wrote that track, which won the ASCAP Jazz Composers Award in 2012, an award which he won 5 out of the 6 following years, missing just 1 year when he was busy picking up a major European award in Brussels instead. The album's called Musings, and on its release in 2016, was picked up by Downbeat as one of their tops album of the year. He studied composition with Mike Holober, pianist we've had on the show. We featured both with his quintet and also with his big band, and had him producing the album. Certainly hits the spot for me, and a name to look out for in the future.
Certainly is, and there's so many of these names to look out for in the future these days that the future is bright. The future is orange, I don't know, some bright colour, but there's so much talent out there. You have to think the future of jazz is in pretty safe hands, you would think, on a global level, as you would know if you've been listening to this programme over the years, I guess, whether it's England or France or Germany or the States or Poland or Norway or etc, etc. Choose your country, there's a good jazz scene somewhere. Particularly in Belgium as well, where we've often gone, sadly not this year, to the Brussels Jazz Festival, or Brew Jazz Wee, as it's known. And indeed, I think it's seen both of these artists, Fabrizio Castel and the Christofort. And this is their Variations on Love Supreme, which they did back in the mid-90s. Love Supreme, of course, again, one of the classic albums up there with Kind of Blue for so many jazzers, I guess. John Coltrane's classic ode with such deep meaning for so many people, I guess, as well, including Coltrane himself. And they had their own take on it with various variations. We'll go for Variation 6, Resolution.
We'll be right back.
Beautifully done as well. Yeah, Variations on a Love Supreme. You probably recognise that theme there. Yeah, given a real fine reworking and workout indeed by Fabrizio Casol, leading on the alto. Chris the Fourth as well on the piano, of course, and some fine drum work from Stefan Galland and electric bass from Michel Hatzijorgou, I'm not that familiar with. My apologies if I've got his name wrong. And then it creates some lovely sounds as well from the cello and Jan Kuiken. And Jeroen van Hertzi on tenor and soprano sax as well. Worth checking out that one on the De Verve label.
We actually saw a fantastic version, a re-envisioned version of A Love Supreme at the Union Chapel a few years ago, 2015, with Shebaka Hutchins and a great band and a lot of people playing, a lot of various different ethnic instruments. Absolutely spectacle to watch. It was brilliant. And travelling the world, as you said, Thomas Souza is a young Brazilian sax player carving his own niche with the release of his trio recording. Here's Loom.
Thank you.
with the popularity of the Sax Trio having many releases in the genre already from greats like Walter Smith III and Chris Potter, I think it's becoming increasingly hard to get your voice heard, and that this bears repeated listening is a testament to the composition and the exuberant and virtuosic playing of Thomas Souza on saxes with Vanessa Fiera on bass and Ivan Castro on the drums.
Lovely. What's the album called?
It's just called the Thomas Souza Trio, first release, but very good.
Very nice indeed. Yeah, enjoy that. And I do like, I'm a great fan of the trio format, full stop, basically, but I am a great fan in particular, I think, of those pianoless sax bass drums trios. Nowhere to hide. If you haven't got something to say, you're soon going to be shown up. And yeah, they've got something to say, which is lovely. Listening to Jumping In, of course, here on Manx Radio with Chris and myself. H, great pleasure as always to have your company. Drop us a line anytime if there's anything, you know, you'd like to hear or any thoughts you might have or any feature ideas or a particular artist you might like featured or a country, perhaps. We do countries from time to time. HowardCain@manxradio.com or indeed
ChrisCain@manxradio.com.
How much easier can it get? Yeah, and the answer is not a lot. One of our little features, we haven't done this one for a while. Same tune, different artist. And here's a cracking tune and two cracking artists. I'll tell you the artists afterwards. I'll tell you the tune now. Carla Blades, Ida Lupino.
Thank you. Hi, this is Maria Schneider, and you're listening to Jumpin' In with H and Chris on Manx Radio.
Thank you.
terrific stuff. Such a great tune, Ida Lupino by Carla Bley. Two great versions of it there as well. We've just heard the version by Michel Portal and friends from the brilliant album Dockings on Label Bleu. Really good album from a few years back, that one. And a great lineup there of some, well, mostly European, some great European names. So Michel Portal on bass and bandoni, and Joey Barron at the drums, Steve Swallow with that wonderful plodding bass line, Marcus Stockhausen taking trumpet work there, Bruno Chevillon on bass, and Bojan Zulfil Karpasik at the piano. That was preceded by a version of Ida Lupino by, closer to home, Mike Gibbs plus 12. A lot of great players on the British scene, the likes of Finn Peters on alto sax, Julian Siegel on tenor, Louis Mather on tenor and soprano sax, great Percy Persglove, we haven't seen him for a while, on trumpet and flugelhorn. Last saw him at the Pizza... No, it wasn't.
No,
it was
606,
I think, wasn't it? Yeah, great player, much underrated, I think. Robbie Robson, trumpet and flugelhorn, Joe Auckland also on trumpet, Mark Nightingale, brilliant player on trombone, Sarah Williams on bass trombone, Jim Rattigan, French horn, Hans Kohler piano, Michael Janisch, the owner of Whirlwind Records, on which this is, Whirlwind Records, double bass, and Jeff Williams, who we featured with his new album, the drummer from America, but it's often that London side on Behind the Kit.
Yeah, very good. Percy Persglove, perhaps not so well known, but brilliant, brilliant trumpet player. We saw him with Trish Clues playing at the 606 last time we saw him. And that second album, The Dockings, I remember buying that. We both bought it in Mole 2, the last version of Mole. Neither of us, I don't think, had any Michel Portal, and it was playing in the shop, that very track, and both of us picked up the same disc, looked at the lineup, and thought, yeah, I'll have a piece of that. And don't say we don't travel the world, because off to Australia now. So after living in France for a number of years, on returning to his native Australia, pianist and composer Chris Cody, who I have come across before, took inspiration from the journeys of French navigator and explorer La Pérouse, who departed from Brest in 1785, landing at Botany Bay in 1788 with his ship L'Astrolabe and its partnership. They set off again 6 weeks later, and neither them or the crew were seen again until the shipwrecks were discovered several decades later near the Solomon Islands. Here's Mundus Vetus. Chris Cody. And we both commented there must be 20 years or the best part of that since we had an album from him with his band Coalition, which used to feature on the Naxos label. But this self-release with the opening track Mundus Vitas from Astrolabe. What I like about La Perouse, he says in his narrative, it wasn't about conquest. He said the sailor journeyed with 250 people, botanists, astrologers, cartographers, none of them soldiers. It was all about learning and expanding human knowledge. And the suite indeed mixes jazz with French classical music, touches of Spanish and Japanese influences, Australian even with didgeridoo getting in there, constantly inventive and engaging. And the octet were touring this before COVID, and hopefully they might be able to resume that again afterward.
Yeah, I sincerely hope so. Great stuff. And yes, what happened to Naxos Jazz? We don't seem to have, if they are still...
Really, still going, but
never
not,
see
not
any
putting
of the stuff
much
anymore.
Out. No, I wrote them, I didn't get that.
It's few and far between. A birthday. Yes, it is a birthday. And today, 76 years young, or old as you want, the master, as Art Pepper used to call him, George Cables, the American pianist, still going. I think we had something on one of the smoke sessions not that long ago. As far as I'm aware, they're still active. He's 76 years old, still over in the States there. Happy birthday to him. Let's hear him back in 1977 live in the Village Vanguard with the late, great Art Pepper and the late, great Elvin Jones at the drums in a track that Art called Las Cuevas de Mario. Pepper in 1977 live at the Village Vanguard with our birthday boy, I can't even say it, birthday boy, George Cables, a younger George Cables at the piano.
And he's another one you can't go wrong with. Pick up virtually any of the Art Pepper releases. You're not going to be disappointed. Or indeed, George Cables, come to that. Well, that about wraps up this week's edition of Jumping In. Don't forget to listen again with the podcast and virtually visit the London Jazz Festival. We'll leave you with a track from the debut album of a very different sax trio, putting me perhaps in mind of Idris Rahman's London-based ill-considered Dustlights from America are on the Ropadope label, and thanks for them for sending this. Perhaps slightly more laid back, but they enjoy playing with electronics just the same. From their debut, Inner Stillness, here's Stolen Treasures and the Sea. See you next week.
Bye-bye.